Text 6. You will hear a story about a boy who played pranks on his new classmate. Wait till you see what I have in store for the new boy today, John said with a glint in his eyes. When the new student Si Heng started walking to the front of the class to introduce himself, he tripped over an outstretched leg and fell. The other boys burst out laughing. During the lesson, while the teacher, Mrs. Goh, was giving instructions on group work, John pressed a squeaky toy and quickly put it on Si Heng's desk. Once again, the class burst out in laughter. Mrs. Goh looked around in annoyance. She spotted a yellow rubber duck on Si Heng's desk. "So it was you!" exclaimed Mrs. Goh. "See me after school." When the class was dismissed after school, Si Heng had to stay behind for detention. John and his friends enjoyed themselves playing football. Then John saw Si Heng leaving school and decided to follow him. On the way, John hid behind a pillar when he saw a woman approach Si Heng. "Why are you late, son?" asked the worried-looking middle-aged woman. "Is everything okay? You don't look too well." After some hesitation, Si Heng said, "I like my new school, Ma, but my classmates, they don't seem to like me. Yesterday they hit my back, and today they made me trip." Suddenly, the pranks which John played did not seem so clever and funny. They now appeared cruel and mean. John realized that Si Heng had been badly hurt by the teasing and laughing. "The teacher says the principal wants to see you tomorrow, Ma." Si Heng's voice shook as he spoke. John felt worse upon hearing this and walked back to school. "I'm sorry, Mrs. Goh." There was a moment of silence as John stood facing his teacher. "I was the one who pressed the squeaky toy, not Si Heng," he said. "Please tell the principal not to punish him when his mother comes tomorrow," he added.